Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
Every Wednesday on the program, we tackle listener questions. So if you have a burning business or financial query, please drop me a mail at business@hot1027.co.za. That's business@hot1027.co.za. And today we're joined by Professor Yuri van Vuuren from the University of Pretoria School of Management. He's an expert in entrepreneurship, business strategy, and the fundamentals of economic growth. And perfect for today's discussion on how countries borrow money and who lends it, and what happens when they can't pay back their debts. This week's listener question comes from Sam in Craig Hall. Mm-hmm. Professor, a very warm welcome to you, and thanks for talking to us. I'm going to ask you a very basic question first before we get into the mechanics. Explain to us why countries borrow money in the first place.
Jeremy, thank you for having me on the show. I think we have to take into account the financial position that a country is in. And I think that mainly we have to take into account then imports and exports, whether they can be able to service then their imports. Many a time then the reason why they find themselves that they need extra money. And obviously then too low level of economic growth. And that creates then some pressure on the working of their own economy to give them some of the services that they're supposed to deliver to the end market inside. So I think one of the major reasons, if I would then look at this, is that, if I may say so, is not the proper management of their own economy.
Now, the main lenders to countries, they would be, I imagine, a mix of other governments, banks, and global institutions like the International Monetary Fund.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you ask this question, because we just have to be distinguished in, especially if you get to the mechanics of exactly how this works. It's a fairly easy process if you talk about then borrowing money from then the IMF or then the World Bank. There you have it, that obviously they will, from their side, they will investigate you. There are more or less five steps that they follow. And then they will look, like any other individual, like me and you, mainly look at then affordability. Can you be able to do it? How is your debt ratio then measured against your gross domestic products, all the goods and services that you can manufacture in a year? And if your debt ratio is very high, it makes you risky. And therefore, then they will make a decision to say, listen, okay, like South Africa's, that we have to spend on it only to service that interest. It makes us then fairly then risky as then a client possible for the IMF. But it gets a little bit more difficult or then complex if we have then countries borrowing then money between countries. There we have to take into account that, first of all, a country will look at then the rating, then, like, for example, Standard & Poor's rating of a specific country. And I'll make it practical in a moment. And say, listen, okay, this is a country with a specific description in terms of their risk. They are on a certain level. And they will obviously, from their side, do then a due diligence to see whether there is then risks involved. The method that's being used is that the tool that's being used are then government bonds. Now, these bonds are then issued, let's say, between country A and B. Let's say A wants to borrow from B. And they will say, all right, from our side, we are going to issue this bond. The bond will, you will get against 10%. You want to borrow 100 rand from me, you're going to get 90 then rand out of that. But the trick in this is, it is not then dispersed then like a check between the two countries. Mm-hmm. What it is that it is released in the market, and the market then determines the price. So you may be, as the then borrower, you may get only 80 rand because it becomes then a specific trade instrument that you list. So you're not going to get your 90, you're going to get your 80. And then obviously there's an agreement to be able then to pay it back over either in 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years. And all along then, The practice is that every 6 months you then service the interest on that specific bond.
Right. Now, Professor, let me ask you this question in regards criteria. Whoever's going to lend the money, would they be looking at the country's GDP, inflation rate, and fiscal policies, or does political stability and the ability to pay back the debt override everything?
I think that if we look at it, then countries take into account, obviously, then your ratio of debt then in terms of your GDP. Do you have a good record in terms of then servicing your debt? I know that Denmark has a very low then debt to GDP. In other words, then I think it's around about 26%. But it's not then such a train smash if you have then a high level of debt, then taking into account in your GDP. The United States at this point in time, I think, is around about 125%. But we know that they have, at this point in time, they have the ability then to be able to pay it back. So it's affordability, like in any loan, that then the two of us will go to a bank and they will say, listen, can you afford it? Now, if you can't afford it, and you create for yourself, then obviously not a very favorable position that you are then politically not then playing maybe the game that then the lender is then expecting from you, then you make yourself more of a risk. And risk, you know, then as well as I do, risk eventually determines price. And money's price is interest. So it just becomes more expensive to borrow the money.
And Professor, just a final question then. When a country can't pay back its debt, what are the consequences?
This is interesting, if you then read it up a little bit, there's not much that can be done if they cannot pay it back. I mean, if they can't pay it back, they can't pay it back. But the sanction in that is that all over the world, the institutions, the countries, other countries will place then enormous amount of pressure on that specific country if they cannot pay it back. So you can't take them to court like then the two of us can be taken to court. Mm. But the fact is that they cannot pay it back, the rest of then the financial world will put pressure on them.
And that's where I'm going to leave it, with my thanks and appreciation, Professor Yuri van Vuren from the University of Pretoria. I do appreciate your time tonight. And if you have a question, we do this every Wednesday on the program, just drop me an email at business@hot1027.co.za. That's business@hot1027.co.za. And we'll find the right person to answer the question.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs on MoneyWeb.